If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Hello, men. If you need a haircut, you have to see my friends at Supercuts. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. I went this past Saturday, and I'm sure I'll be back there a couple weeks from now. And here's what I love most about my Supercuts stylist. They listen to what you want, so you walk out feeling good about your haircut. You look sharp, and you're ready to take on your day. Here's a cool thing, too. Supercuts, they provide a free hot towel finish with every haircut, so you feel clean, relaxed, and refreshed. And I said it's free, and it's with every haircut. And let me tell you about their tea tree experience, the refreshing shampoo and conditioner, plus the invigorating scalp massage. It's a great way to end any day, a good day, a stressful day. You got to go do that. And fellas, if your gray hair is starting to bother you, ask your Supercut stylist about their gray blending service. They'll hook you up. To find a Supercuts location near you and to skip the wait and check in ahead of time, go to supercuts.com or download their mobile app today.
Truck drivers, there's a new destination for the best business options in the industry, SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. Whether you're looking to start or grow your trucking business, SchneiderOwnerOperators.com is your one-stop shop. Find out how you can schedule and pick your loads from Schneider's huge freight base, buy or lease a truck, and save big on business expenses. Plus, through September 15th, enter a prize drawing for the ultimate VIP race day experience. All this at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
On Friday, September 11th, head to the 27th Annual Oyster Fest Chicago, presented by Shaw's Crab House and located at 435 North Wabash at Hubbard Street and Rush Street. Guests can enjoy fresh seafood from some of the best restaurants and growers across the country, alongside craft beer and live music, including a performance from synth-pop musical headliner St. Lucia. For more information, the full lineup, or to purchase tickets, visit OysterFestChicago.com.
Hanley here for DraftKings.com. Last football season, DraftKings crowned more millionaires than any one-week fantasy sports site anywhere. And this season, the prizes are even bigger. So join Mike from New Hampshire, or Mikey Millions, as his friends call him, and become the next fantasy football millionaire. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com. Do it right now. Use the promo code Chicago, and you will play for free for a shot at $2 million in the Week 1 $10 million Millionaire Maker. That's Chicago for that free entry. Do it right now. DraftKings.com.
For all you fantasy football fans, who doesn't love the excitement of picking your team? It's probably the best part of the season. Well, get this. You can do that any week when you play in one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com. This is next-level fantasy football. Every week is a whole season at FanDuel. You play for real money, and winners get immediate cash payouts. There's no season-long commitment, so you only play when you want. Plus, you can play in fantasy football leagues for as little as $1. Nothing beats the excitement of living out a whole season of fantasy football in just 1 week. Every week is a chance to win big at FanDuel. Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you a bonus of up to $200 that gets earned as you play. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get this one-time bonus offer is to click the banner now or go to FanDuel.com and enter the promo code FLAG10. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code FLAG10.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! The Score!
Scoreboard Update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's a wee bit after 4 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a Scoreboard Update. We have a lopsided score here at Wrigley Field as the Cubs are beating up on the Diamondbacks. It's 14-2, bottom half of the sixth inning. The Cubs putting up 8 in the fifth inning when they batted around all 8 of those runs, by the way, unearned. And a lot of guys are having great games so far. Addison Russell has not 1 but 2 home runs on the afternoon. Javier Baez with 3 hits, including a 2-run homer, and Anthony Rizzo with a grand slam. The Cubs with 11 hits so far. They've also received 8 walks on the afternoon. John Lester only going 5 innings. He's going to get the win. Cubs lead it 14-2, bottom half of the 6th inning. Meanwhile, Kyle Schwarber will be out the next 3 to 5 days with what the team is calling a mild ribcage strain. He says it's going to be tough to sit and watch.
It is hard because, you know, you want to go out there and you want to help this team win, and we're in a playoff race right now, and it is a little bit frustrating, but you know that's part of the game. You know, you have to let your body heal and make sure you're 100%, because if you're not 100%, you're hurting the team.
Meanwhile, the White Sox and the Royals from Kansas City tonight. John Danks going against Chris Medlin, and the word out of Cincinnati is that manager Brian Price could get the axe at season's end, and the same could be true with Brad Ausmus in Detroit. Meanwhile, in pro football, it was a short stay for Rex Grossman in Atlanta as the Falcons have released him, and the Philadelphia Eagles have traded quarterback Matt Barkley to Arizona for a conditional late-round pick. Football fans, visit cbschicago.com/contest and vote for your favorite football bar, and you may win a spot at the 2015 Tito's Handmade Vodka Football Watch Party on October 4th. It's brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original handmade vodka. This Scoreboard Update brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
John Fox.
It's all a problem.
Going to talk about depth charts.
Hello, everybody. All right, update on the injury report. It's a shin. Any questions?
Eddie Royal leave and come back.
Say again?
Eddie Royal leave and come back.
You know, been underwear. Yeah, he's, I think so. Let's be honest. But I don't know what long-term means, really, but just because there's, Casey, whatever his name was back in the day, but other than that.
Has Jeffrey been doing any type of activity?
Yeah, it's all a problem. I had a blocking and tackling, I've been blessed. Alshon Jeffries, you guys figure that out.
How difficult would it be to move a guy like Kyle to right tackle?
Football's football, and it's a process. Very fluid process. All right.
Are you confident you'll get Ratliff on the field this year, or is it potentially a serious injury with him?
Yeah, I think the two. Bonbons. Cupcakes. I'll just stick to that.
Thanks.
We'll bring it back again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Boars and Bernstein.
Nope.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
That was outstanding.
That's your head coach. Your football team.
Unedited. That's completely unedited. That's just raw audio.
No, it's not.
So I assume, Chris Tannehill, that will be on your SoundCloud, and a link will be pushed out through your Twitter feed as well.
Yeah.
That's just great. That's sort of the essence of John Fox. And maybe it's just hard to say anything about this particular team. Maybe he gets more interesting when the team is more interesting.
I don't think so. I think this is him. I think it's regardless of the team. And I didn't know that that's John. I didn't know that that's how he spoke. I didn't know that was him. I guess, looking back on it, maybe you've seen nationally televised games, that he's done. But I just can't recall ever hearing him talk in long form. And it's bad. I mean, it's worse than Trestman in it, like in a different way, but it's worse. God, it kind of makes you wish Lovie Smith was back here abusing the media.
Well, I mean, Fox at least seems...
At least he talked.
I know what... That's how I feel when I watch the Bears, though. That's... He's sort
spit
of...
Spit it out, man. What are you trying to say?
I know. Well, they were awaiting Bears transactions to see which bums are let go and which bums are later brought in.
Yeah, his teams have until 3 o'clock tomorrow to get their rosters down to 53.
Hey, rough day for some of these vet quarterbacks, man. You got Josh Freeman out, and Sexy Rexy is too sexy for the Falcons.
He's gone from Atlanta, and Matt Barkley traded from the Eagles to the Cardinals.
Which means the assumption is that Tim Tebow makes the Eagles and that he becomes their special two-point package
guy. But he was at the
guy.
Airport, though.
Spotted at the airport. An email from Rudy who says, guys, I've been following this show long enough to know that you're generally anti-coconut. The show has a complete anti-coconut agenda. That is true. I am rabidly anti-coconut. Although I did try coconut rice and it wasn't bad. He said, a watermelon is the bastard child of a coconut and completely worthless in value and taste. I understand, Rudy, if you feel that way generally, but I'm telling you, the 7-Eleven pre-packaged, seedless, refrigerated watermelon chunks are it's something unto itself. I can't quite explain it. I don't know why it's so great.
Do you not like coconut anything?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
A good coconut cream pie?
No.
Not going to do anything for
no.
you?
No, banana cream pie all day, every
okay.
day.
I like both. I like banana cream pie, coconut cream pie.
Coconut stays with me.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Like, something about the taste, like, stays in my system. I can't shake it.
If well,
I
have so a, does garlic, but you don't mind that.
Oh, no. I love that. But you know, garlic comes out my pores, and, you know, it's just I sort
and
of,
out your bores.
Okay. Hey. No. Coconut is a non-starter for me. I lied. There is one dish that I had at my Thai place that I didn't know beforehand. I didn't recognize the Thai...
Coconut in the curry?
Yeah, there was coconut in the curry,
yeah.
And it didn't ruin it. It was a stingray in a curry called a shu chi.
I'm sorry, like an actual stingray?
It's probably skate wing. They call it stingray.
Okay.
They call it... It's I'm sure maybe skate and stingray is the same word in Thai.
Okay.
But they call it stingray. I order it as stingray. I'm sure it's a skate wing. But it's still got the cartilage in there, though.
Mm.
It's an unfilleted skate wing.
Oof.
And a very spicy coconut curry that's awesome.
Okay.
It's like a... that's what, and I can only get it there. There's no other Thai place I've ever been except Sticky Rice that has got that. They're the place that grows their own chilies on the roof. It's like proprietary chili. Get the Northern Thai sausage and the kids already start saying, Dad, you're going to be in the bathroom all day tomorrow now.
All right, so we heard John Fox there from Chris Tannehill,
right?
His production piece, and... You know, I've told you that my enthusiasm for the season has dropped considerably. What is the point of this season then? I mean, it's lost on Kevin White. I mean, that was a reason why we suffered through a Mark Trestman last year,
yeah.
and a terrible season,
yeah.
and a terrible team.
Yeah.
To get an impact player,
yeah.
high in the draft, and now he's not playing. Alshon Jeffrey doesn't have Brandon Marshall around, even though Marshall wasn't there a lot last year with injuries, but still, when he was, you know, a couple years ago, when he was healthy and playing, that dude was a legit number one wide receiver in the league, and it helped Alshon Jeffrey. So I wanted to see Alshon play without a number one there.
You're not watching this year.
No, I am watching, but it's just the excitement level is just, it's gone. It's not there, and we haven't even started the season yet. So what's the point of this season then for the Bears?
You're stealing my joy.
I mean, you have a lot of defensive players that won't be on this roster when this team is significant, if it gets there under...
Watch Eddie Goldman. Enjoy Eddie Goldman. Have fun with that. And watch Shea McClellan rise like the phoenix
from the ashes. No, I mean, see, that's the thing. I mean, he's on his ninth position. You have your best offensive lineman not playing in the right position.
You don't know where your best player is playing yet.
I mean, that's...
Think about it this way. The whole purpose of the 5 weeks of training camp and the four preseason games is to be as ready to go as possible for the regular season, as healthy and prepared as you can be, right?
Right.
So